This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The Tuscola County Sheriff's Department and the St. Paul Lutheran Church of Caro will be co-hosting a pop-up food pantry next month. The free food distribution will be at 12:15 p.m. on Sunday, October the 12th. The distribution will be located at the St. Paul Lutheran Church at 503 South State Street, also known as M81 in Caro. And another local and regional news for today. The sad circumstances surrounding a Huron community this month underscores the need for greater access to mental health services. A 36-year-old male of Owendale who had been missing for several days was found in a cornfield by a specialized search team that arrived on Saturday. The man had taken a gun from a family member's locked drawer and, according to reports, used the weapon on himself. During the search for the Owendale man, it was noted he was suffering from depression, and he had left behind a note that seemed like he was saying goodbye to all of his family and friends. There are several mental health services available in each county, and some are free of charge just by reaching out. In addition, the federal government has begun to realize how important mental health services are and has developed the 988 Suicide and Crisis Hotline. The service marked an important milestone in addressing increased suicide rates. The simple three-digit number connects people in crisis immediately to trained counselors through text and call options, and that service also has a special option to provide mental health services for veterans as well. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
This is Tyler Hansen from Al Hansen Motors. There's a reason Al Hansen's is the Thumb's premier used auto dealer. Al Hansen Motors provides a powertrain warranty on every vehicle on a regular lot. Al Hansen Motors also is the only used auto dealer with a full line service department. And at Al Hansen Motors, everything on our lot is open to reasonable negotiation. This week's featured vehicle starts with a 2023 Ford Escape Platinum. It's all-wheel drive, fully loaded, with options like remote start, Bluetooth, heated leather seats, heated steering wheel, power liftgate, and a ton more. It has 34,000 miles, and I'm asking $27,980. Next up is a 2022 Chevy Trailblazer RS. It's all-wheel drive, and has remote start, Bluetooth, heated cloth seats, heated steering wheel, and only has 45,000 miles. I'm asking $24,980. And on our economy lot, I have two new arrivals. The first is a 2015 Ford Escape. It's all-wheel drive with 92,000 miles. I'm only asking $9,980. And wrapping up, I have a 2011 Ford F-150. It runs and drives, but needs some parts. With 198,000 miles, I'm asking $7,580.
I'm Al Hansen, and I guarantee it.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The United Nations chief is challenging world leaders to choose a future where the rule of law triumphs over raw power. He wants nations to come together rather than scramble for their own self-interests. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the UN's founders faced the same questions 80 years ago. And he told today's world leaders at the opening of their annual gathering at the General Assembly that the choice of peace or war, law or lawlessness, cooperation or conflict is even more urgent and more intertwined than ever. He said the world has entered an age of, quote, relentless human suffering. And in other national and international news, Jimmy Kimmel is set to return to late-night television after his brief suspension. The suspension triggered a national discussion about freedom of speech and President Donald Trump's abilities to police the journalists of the world. Two groups of ABC affiliates, that denounced Kimmel last week said that they would not carry his return on Tuesday. The two corporations collectively control about a quarter of ABC's affiliates. ABC suspended Kimmel's show following criticism of his comments about the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. The network announced Monday that Jimmy Kimmel Live would return after thoughtful conversations with the host. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That look at your news for the hour has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.